Welcome and happy post-Groundhog Day, everyone. I know everybody had a big celebration. You probably roasted a turkey and had all that yesterday for Groundhog Day. But the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is underway, folks. They got kicked off this weekend. A lot of events coming up. In fact, tomorrow is the Ranch Rodeo. They've got the Western Art Show and the sale going on. All the vendors are there. Rodeo performances, the PRCA Indoor Rodeo of the Year. It goes on through this next weekend, February 8th. There's still plenty of things to do. Check it all out at blackhillsstockshow.com.
And let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belle Fourche, South Dakota. They have all the ag-related information you're going to want to know. They've got sale reports. They have international, national, and local industry news. They have award-winning columnists that share insight and humor and the good stuff. They have classified ads that hit directly on things that you're interested in. TSLN.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
On the good stuff today, I have something from one of your favorite journalists, Charles Osgood.
Oh, indeed. He is one of my favorite. Well, before we move into that, can I just do a few more groundhog jokes?
Okay.
Okay. Then I promise I'll be done. Okay. What do you call a groundhog that plays softball?
Don't know.
A ball hog.
Oh, I thought about that. No, that's too obvious.
Oh, what do you call a groundhog that plays basketball?
A ball hog. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, got it right.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, let's look at another one here. What does Puxawani Phil do at a party?
I don't know.
He goes hog wild. I love February because it contains two of my favorite annual events, Groundhog Day and the State of the Union Address. One involves a meaningless ritual in which we look to the notoriously unreliable mammal of prognostication with no basis in reality, and the other involves a groundhog.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay,
that's
enough. I will stop.
The other day you did a little story about getting the job done and doing it right. Now, this is a poem about responsibility, and it is from Charles Osgood. There was a most important job that needed to be done. And no reason not to do it, there was absolutely none. But in vital matters such as this, the thing that you have to ask is who exactly will do it and who will carry out the task. Anybody could have told you that everybody knew that this was something somebody would surely have to do. Nobody was unwilling, anybody had the ability, but nobody believed that it was their responsibility. It seemed to be a job that anybody could have done if anybody thought that he was supposed to be the one, but since everybody recognized that anybody could, everybody took for granted that somebody would. But nobody told anybody, that we are aware of anyway, that he would be in charge of seeing that it was taken care of, and nobody took it upon himself to follow through and do what everybody thought that somebody would do. When what everybody needed did not get done at all, everybody was complaining that somebody dropped the ball. Anybody then could see that it was an awful crying shame, and everybody looked around for somebody to blame. Somebody should have done the job, and everybody should have, but in the end, nobody did, and what anybody could have done. From Charles Osgood. A little poetry philosophy there from Charles Osgood from the Osgood Files back in about 1986.
You know, that was just kind of hard to follow. I just really had to pay attention.
Kind of hard to read.
Indeed. Well, I think since we're moving on, or you're making me move on from Groundhog Day, I'm going to start talking about Valentine's Day. This story took place in 1989, and it happened to me. I just don't happen to know who me is. But here we go. My husband and I were still young marrieds. 4 years to our credit. He wanted to give me something special and romantic for Valentine's Day, but didn't have any good ideas, so he stopped by a supermarket on his commute home from work. At the checkout, he spied a nice blue vase with splendid dark blue flowers. Perfect, he thought. Proudly presenting the light blue-footed plastic vase with dyed miniature carnations, he proclaimed, "Happy Valentine's Day!" I graciously accepted his thoughtful and sincere gift. Later in the evening, my neighbor, a florist, stopped by. "Why do you have cemetery flowers on your table, Michelle?" she asked in her southern drawl. A peal of cheeky laughter followed. "Those are for graves," came the sheepish reply from my husband. Only after a closer inspection did my husband notice the words, "In loving memory," imprinted on the smooth surface of the vase. I thought they were pretty. I didn't catch it, that they were funeral flowers. I knew those were for the graveside when I saw them, but didn't let on, because he was showing he cared, and the best he knew how. My rascally neighbor had to come along and spoil it, but had she not, I wouldn't have had such a lovely story to tell in the aftermath. This year, 2018, I got lovely rose-colored tulips. My favorite.
And that's the good stuff.